This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Four major outcomes emerged during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's historic visit to Kuwait. The agreements, ranging from defense cooperation to cultural exchange, represents a substantial advancement in bilateral relations between the two nations. The cornerstone of these agreements is a comprehensive defense cooperation MOU, which establishes a framework for bilateral military collaboration. This agreement encompasses training programs, personnel exchanges, joint military exercises, and cooperation in defense industry development. It also provides for defense equipment supply and joint research initiatives, significantly expanding the scope of military ties between the two countries. Looking ahead of 2025-2029, the Cultural Exchange Program aims to strengthen people-to-people connections through various artistic and cultural initiatives. The program will facilitate exchanges in multiple creative disciplines, including music, dance, literature, and theatre, while also focusing on cultural heritage preservation and festival organization. In the sporting arena, the Executive Programme for Cooperation in Sports, scheduled for 2025-2028, will promote knowledge sharing and expertise exchange in various aspects of sports development. The agreement covers sports medicine, management, media, and sports science, creating pathways for athletic collaboration between the two nations. Perhaps most notably, Kuwait's decision to join the International Solar Alliance marks a significant step towards environmental cooperation. After concluding a historic and successful two-day visit to Kuwait, PM Modi has reached New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. The Rozgar Mela was launched in October 2022, and 13 such melas have been organized at national level in 50 cities so far. Lakhs of appointment letters have been issued to youth in these melas, marking a step towards filling the vacant post in various government departments and ministries. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will inaugurate the National Workshop on Good Governance Practices in New Delhi today. Officials from all ministries and departments will be participating in the workshop. Dr. Singh will also inaugurate an exhibition on best practices of the Swachhta Campaign 4.0, curated by different ministries and departments, along with the release of the assessment report. In Brazil, at least 10 people have died after a small plane crashed into an urban area in the southern city of Gramado, according to authorities. The plane collided with buildings yesterday, injuring at least 17 people, most of whom suffered from smoke inhalation caused by the fire from the crash, said the region's public security department. According to the National Civil Defense, the crash occurred minutes after the aircraft took off. The plane first hit a building's chimney, then collided with a residence, and finally crashed into a furniture store. Debris also struck an inn, it added. In women's cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 211 runs in the first ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series at Vadodara yesterday. Chasing a formidable target of 315 runs, Caribbeans were bundled out for 103 runs in 26.2 overs. Renuka Thakur Singh was declared as player of the match. And that's the end of this news bulletin.